My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Talk New York sports with us. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
All right, today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Ivan, Houston. Oh, Ivan, you're back. What's going on, brother? How are you?
First, I want to say with the Soto that I think the Yankees have like about $100 million coming off the books next year.
Yes.
So there's no reason why they can't sign Soto. If they don't sign Soto, it's because he doesn't want to sign him. That's the way I look at that. What I will say, I get what you're saying a little bit. Like, I get that they haven't won. How come they're the only team that gets this? They're the only team in New York that's given us something to watch every year for the last 30 years.
I mean, I'm not telling you that they've bottomed out. I agree with you. But it's been frustrating when it's different. I understand that they've given you something to watch, but the amount of money that has been spent, and let's be honest, some of the evaluations they've made on players,
I want to argue that.
Well, okay. I mean, what's to argue? Yeah. They haven't spent a lot of money on payroll?
But hold on. So let's do a comparison real quick, right? You said with the money they spend, they're expected to win the division or make the playoffs, right?
Well, you spent $313 million. If Hal Steinbrenner goes today, I'm going to issue a statement. Mark Melusis is the GM of the Yankees, right? And that's not happening. But if that ever happened, and you give me the expenditure of $300 million to spend on a payroll, I think I could build a team that would be a contender. I mean, that's basically it. I mean, we could get into, and I understand, and listen, Ivan's greater point earlier on was that the Mets don't get the same vitriol, the same anger as the Yankees do, but that's the point. Like, the Yankees are not supposed to be the Mets. The Yankees are not supposed to be the Dodgers. The Yankees are not supposed to be the Astros. They're a brand above and beyond their own. I mean, that's it. That's at least what you were sold on early on as a Yankee fan. When you first stepped into the old ballpark in the Bronx and saw the beautiful grass field and felt the history of the stadium, felt the history of the organization, the history of the team, it is different to be a Yankee fan. Now, that bothers a lot of people, right? Leads it to the tweet from Nestor Cortez, which we spent a lot of time on today, about everyone wants to be us. Well, that was a case at one point in time when the Yankees were a dominant force in Major League Baseball. But then how do you define dominant? Do you find dominant the fact that you are above 500 every year? And the Yankees have been better than that, that you're a playoff team, contending team, that you have a shot at it? Or is it domination when you win it? When you're treating teams like the Astros treat you. Manasquan, we go. It's Frank. It's the Fan. What's going on, Frank?
Hey, what's up, Mark? I just wanted to chime in on that whole topic about coming in second place is okay. Years ago, the passion at the end of the season to come into first was off the charts. It used to be, you know, Kansas City and Boston and Baltimore. And since they instituted the wild card, I think the satisfaction of coming into in second place is just consuming these teams. I think it's just, yeah, it's okay. Second place is okay. Just wanted you to get your comments on that.
Well, I think Major League Baseball did something smart because you have teams. I mean, I'm looking, think about this, right? The Yankees, who we've talked about, they spent $360 million on payroll this year. Let's look at some other expenditures for teams. The Tigers, their payroll this year is $1.18. The Pirates is $1.20. The Orioles, who are a really good team, you know what their payroll right now is? $116 million plus. The Athletics payroll is $84 million. The Rays are $100 million. So people are going to look at it and say, well, I mean, how could you complain? The Yankees are spending, you know, and their payroll is at $316. I said $313 to Ivan. It's at $360 million plus right now. Yeah, the Yankees have spent a lot of money. I think what Manfred wanted to do, and rightfully so, he wanted to bring more cities into the chase, right? And put more of an emphasis on trying to win that division. Make no bones about it. I don't think the Yankees are opening up the second half tomorrow night against the Tampa Bay Rays and saying to themselves, yeah, we'll take second. You know, if we don't win the division, so be it. I think they're going to try and win the American League East. I think that's the goal, right? You want to go out there and win the division. Makes the pathway significantly. It makes the pathway easier, right? You're rewarded for going out there and winning the division. It just has to look a hell of a lot better, and this team needs to be reinforced. It does.
I just wish they had that passion back, you know.
Yeah, well, you wish when you were getting the quotes which would kind of make the hair on the back of your neck stand up from Derek Jeter. If we don't win a World Series, the year's a failure.
Exactly.
That's, yes. I mean, that's, you know, throwing red meat out there, right? That is. And Jeter was never a guy that he always never ruffled any feathers, gave you, you know, the classic line was the Jeterian quote, would say something but wouldn't really say anything. Like, that was classic Derek Jeter. And he would tow the company, and that was it, right? And that's the way that he kind of went about his business. That's the way that's the mantra that he believed in. And I don't think that mantra is really there anymore. Greenlawn, we go. It's Rob. It's the fan. What's going on, Rob?
Hey, Moose. Great job. Thank you for helping us get through two of these most boring sports days of the entire year. You're doing a great job.
So I appreciate that, Rob. Thank you, brother.
Right. So anyway, low amount of sports going on these 2 days. So just wanted to bring this up to you. I haven't missed John Sterling at all. And I just wanted your mid-year assessment on these two young guys, Babare and Shackle, who have come in and are trying to fill Sterling's shoes. I, for one, have found it very refreshing. I'm loving it. I think they're doing a great job. I think Shackle's about 30 years old. Emmanuel's about 25 years old. How great would it be for this to be the next 40, 50 years of Yankee baseball? I'm kind of done with Susan. I mean, I think she should have probably, it would have been nice if her and John could have went together. I haven't heard one person call the fan and say, oh my God, I miss Sterling. These kids are doing a phenomenal, phenomenal job. And I, for one, just wanted to know how you thought they were doing. And while you're at it, why hit the Met booth as well with Rad and McCarthy, the two young kids. They're doing a phenomenal job as well. For someone who spends a lot of time listening to baseball on the radio, in the car a lot, it's been a great time to listen to these kids call these games.
Yeah, I think it's John is a legend. Let's just call it like it is, right? He's a legendary broadcaster. The personality that he brought to the table eventually that came out of the home run calls. And John, you know, obviously thought it was just time to step aside. I think Emmanuel and Justin, I don't think you're going to, you know, it's not a case of anyone's going to call up or anybody on these airwaves are going to go, I miss Sterling inherently night in and night out. Because then it's a knock on the individuals that are doing it. But I think Emmanuel's done a marvelous job. Justin's done a great job. They're both great guys. I think Ricky's, when he's gotten an opportunity, has done a very good job as well. I don't know where the Yankees are going to go in terms of their play-by-play booth following this season after the year. But you give, and obviously Justin and Emmanuel.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Who don't have the same amount of experience, because Ricky has been the Spanish broadcaster not only for the Yankees but the Philadelphia Eagles, and you go from, you know, a part-time role to now calling a majority of the games, and you get put into that spot. I think both of them have done really, really well. I think it's an enjoyable listen. I think what as a, and I've never done it, but as a listener, regardless of sport, what you want to do is make sure you take care of your audience. Have a vast understanding of what is going on, being able to kind of paint that word picture. And I think they've both done a great job. And you know, I don't know where it falls at the end of the season. I have no idea. I really don't.
Right.
I don't know what the Yankees are going to do following this year. I understand, you know, WFAN, Chris Oliveira, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be at that table making that decision. I don't know where it goes, but I think Emmanuel and Justin have done a remarkable, very, very good job of taking care of the Yankee fan.
Right. Do you think the Yankees or WFAN should at this point really? Because I kind of feel like these two kids are just like trying out every single night. And I don't think they're going to be able to develop that personality that John had and Susan has until they're comfortable enough to know, hey, look, kiddo, the job is yours. Go get it. I kind of feel like every night, you know, they're not going to make the crazy home run call. They're just going to call it like it is. I feel like they're not going to be able to develop their own
Sterling didn't come out with the home run calls right away. I mean, that wasn't
right.
It takes time. And yes, I'm sure when you're on the microphone, you're afraid to make a mistake. You understand that people are listening. You understand. But I think it's more kind of the big picture, looking at the sound, the overall quality of it and how it. But yes, I agree that you would have to be. I think it would be only natural to think that you'd be a little bit nervous night in and night out because you don't want to make a mistake. You want to make something that gets called out. You want to make sure. But the personality, you need to be aggressive. And both men have an unbelievable opportunity here. And I don't know if either one of them are going to get the job. We'll see. But both men have a remarkable young opportunity at a very, very young age to step into that booth. I disagree with you about Susan. I think she's great. She understands the Yankee fan. She understands the Yankee organization. She has not lost anything on her fastball. I don't think there's anything that you have to look at and see that Susan needs to step away from the booth. You know, I've known Susan for a long time. She does a great job covering the Yankees, game in and game out. And she has a great feel about what's going on in that clubhouse and what's going on in that locker room and deciphering that information and giving you, the fan, that information. So, she's remarkable and has had obviously a Hall of Fame career and is a deserved Hall of Famer. We'll see exactly who the long-term answer at play-by-play ends up being for the Yankees.
Gotcha. Well, thanks for the call, Moose. Great job.
You got it, Rob. Appreciate it, buddy. Let's head out to Clifton Park. It's Mike. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, Moose. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mike.
But good. So I'm a Mets fan, but I want to chime in on Cashman. You know, so I would say, you know, his failing has definitely been the farm system and the lack of talent coming through, especially the last decade or so. And I think that's probably why they only go so far every year and they're not in the World Series. However, that being said, Hal Steinbrenner must love this guy because, you know, the seats are full in the stadium. They're in the playoffs almost every year. So he's probably making him a ton of money. And honestly, I think Cashman is going to stay until Cashman stops bringing in the money. So that's my thought on it.
Well, it's going to be difficult to do. Yeah, I think he's comfortable. We've said it. And I think it's fair. He knows what Brian Cashman is. He knows what he's going to get. You go out there and make a change, then it's the great unknown. The old cliche, the devil you know is the better than the devil that you don't, right? You have a no under. You might decide that it's time for a change. What exactly does that look like? How does it play out? If it doesn't equate to wins and losses, because everything you said is correct. The Yankees and Yankee fans that call up and talk about they haven't bottomed out. They've been watchable. They've been, this year, for the most part, outside the last 26 games, they've been an exciting brand of baseball. Last year was an absolute bore fest. But, you know, even think about this. Last year, the team went 82-80, and they made north of they generated north of $600 million in revenue. I mean, it's insane. I mean, it really is. Steinbrenner's comfortable with Cashman. He is. Cashman, outside of Hal addressing the media on a couple of occasions, I know he did the Curry podcast, but you know, Cashman has not only become the head of the player personnel department, which he's had that job for quite some time, and a long tenured general manager in Major League Baseball, but in essence, he has become the voice of the Bombers as well. It's remarkable, the career that Brian Cashman has had. And he's been able to withstand a lot. And been able to adjust. And that's where I'll give him credit. But here's the message to Cash now this year. You made the gargantuan trade to go get Soto during the course of the offseason and bringing him from the San Diego Padres. You had 1 year of control. We are now at the all-star break of that year. Your team has 58 wins on the season. We are sitting here. It is Thursday, July 18th. We are 12 days away from the MLB trade deadline, which is 6 o'clock on July the 30th. Go be aggressive. Go be aggressive.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.